So if you guys would please welcome to the stage 2001 graduate, Abby Rigdon. While we do a little bit of shuffling around.
Boy, it's bright up here. As Pat said, my name is Abby Rigdon. I'm formerly Abby Lyon, 2001 graduate, and I played the oboe thanks to a certain music teacher who was willing to teach a shy eighth grader a rather uncommon instrument. My senior year of high school, I attended my third district band festival. I had already gone to districts in 10th grade, and to the surprise of Mr. Ritzel, made it onto regionals in 10th grade. The next year, 11th grade, same thing. Went to district band, had a great audition, went on to regionals. Senior year comes around. At this point, I was spending 3 to 4 periods a day in the band room. One of those was learning music theory, because at that point, I was going to college to be a music teacher. He was willing to teach me one-on-one, so I would have kind of a jump on my first year at school. I wasn't really all that worried about my audition. I'd already done great. It ended up being the worst audition of my life. My reed cracked. The backup reed really wasn't quite what I wanted. The piece that the judges picked for me to audition to was one of the hardest pieces we had, so I got nervous. I played the music too slowly, messed up all kinds of notes, and the best part, if you've ever heard a bad oboe, I sounded like a squawking goose. Afterwards, I went back to the auditorium to wait. I sat down between the seats on the floor, and I cried. And I very rarely cry in public places. I felt terrible because I really sounded terrible. And for the first time, this soon-to-be music teacher knew that I really wasn't going to regionals. I felt like this a disappointment, both to myself and to Mr. Ritzel. Eventually, in he comes to see how we, because there were 4 of us there, did on our auditions. I looked up at him and I said, I want to go home. He looked a little surprised. Then he reminded me that we were there on our first night. We hadn't even had our chair placement yet. And not only that, we had host families who had been arranged to take care of us while we were there. He had other students there. So unless there was some kind of emergency, he couldn't just take me home. So I went back to the schoolwork I had sitting on the floor with me, ignoring the sounds of the other students coming in to wait for their chair placement. I was debating not going up on stage at all when they called my name. When they were getting ready to announce chairs, an arm appeared on the back of the chair in front of me. Mr. Ritzel leaned over and he said, "It doesn't matter how you did. Get your chair, go up on stage, play through the rehearsal. You know it's a short rehearsal tonight. Sleep on it, and if you still want to go home, I'll take you home in the morning." Now I was surprised. So I did that. I got my chair, second oboe, 4 out of 4. I went up on stage and sat through everybody else getting their chairs called. The guest conductor welcomed us, had us tuned, led us through the basic warm-ups. During those warm-ups, to make things even better, the first chair, second oboe, which was what I had the 2 years prior, had only been playing oboe for 3 months and had had a better audition than me. I really didn't want to be there. Then the conductor said, "Take out one of our concert pieces, Shenandoah." He wanted us to play through it, no stopping, just to get a feel for how we all sounded together. So the music started, a gentle French horn and clarinet duo playing the melody. One verse in joined the other brass, followed by the woodwinds. Next verse, flute and clarinet duo with an echoing trumpet. It was soft and sweet. There was this buildup of sound, the soft pell of chimes, then a 3-flute round. They actually did rather well for the first time playing it. It was kind of hard. Another musical buildup, the chimes getting louder, all the instruments playing until an explosion of the melody, the full sound of the band. And I forgot how to play. In that moment, the peak of the song, I found myself surrounded by the music. It was everywhere. I could feel it. I closed my eyes, letting the sound just carry me along. All of us on this first night, never having played together before, came together to create something beautiful. Mr. Ritzel was right. It didn't matter how I did. In that one perfect moment, I was exactly where I belonged. The music ended. The instruments lowered. I looked out into the auditorium. I found Mr. Ritzel was sitting there watching me, smiling. He caught my eye and he nodded. It was like he knew all along what was going to happen. Whenever I'm feeling low, or find myself worried way too much about something, I play that song, the CD from the concert. It's one of only three or four CDs I keep in my car. I get goosebumps every time I hear it. And every time it ends, I can picture him sitting out there, giving me that encouraging smile. To be completely honest, if it wasn't for Mr. Ritzel, I don't know that I would have made it through high school. You really changed my life, Big Dave, and I'll always love you for it.
So this next story was sent in by 1998 graduate Nikki Underwood. Being in high school was roughly 20 years ago. Oh my God. It's hard to recall many things that happened between 1994 and 1998. But one thing that stands out is Mr. Ritzel, his love of music and the laughter that he created, and the sense of family and community he created within all of the ensembles. That sense of community and family especially made an impression on me. Some of my classmates and friends may or may not recall the last day of school in the 1994-95 school year the way that I do. After a half day of school, the year was finally over. Several of us planned to spend the afternoon together before heading back to the football field to play for the commencement ceremonies that night. However, I did not make it to commencement that night. In an unfortunate twist of events, a last day of school party turned into me getting into an altercation with a moving vehicle, and I lost. After a ride in an ambulance, a trip to the ER, and two very upset parents, I came through the afternoon with a broken elbow and a busted knee. My parents and I arrived home that evening, and I did my best to painfully settle in right around the time that the band would be finishing Pomp and Circumstance and the seniors would get their diplomas. Shortly after dark, the doorbell rang, and to my surprise, Mr. Ritzel and his wife were at the door with flowers, balloons, and a small crowd of band members who all piled into my living room just to check on me and wish me well. Mr. Ritzel was more than just a band director. He cared about us as a group and as individuals. He wanted us to care about each other. He taught me the power of music to bring people together in common purpose for a common love. Loving music, creating music, allows people to speak the same language, to understand common emotions, and work together to reach common goals. And in doing so, you can find a place to be a part of something bigger than yourself. Mr. Ritzel showed me through his actions what it meant when he taught us to sing, "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother." As I mentioned earlier, music has pretty much taken over my entire life in many respects. Not the least of which is my participation in no fewer than three bands. Luckily, the two people joining me on stage here in a second are part of all three of those bands. If you guys will welcome Pete Trish. It's been a long time since I've been up on this stage. Peter Flynn and Trish Imbrogno, two great friends of mine and two excellent musicians. The three of us have been part of a four-piece electric rock band called Charlie Hustle and the Grifters for the past 5 years. And right around this time last year, Trish suggested, when we had a bit of a lull in our performing schedule, "Hey, why don't we play some bluegrass shows when our drummer's not around?" Now, like I said, it's been 18 years since I was up here. And if you'd have pulled up in the Back to the Future DeLorean in 1999 and hopped out and told me, "Hey, about two decades from now, you're going to be playing Appalachian mountain music in a bluegrass trio," I'd have laughed right in your face. However, here we are. When our drummer's not around, we do this bluegrass thing as Charlie Hustle and the Pickers. So we're going to play a few tunes for you guys. Hope you enjoy them.